If the governor's weekly radio show is any indication, the critics are beginning to get under Ventura's skin.
All those guys out there, who's that one bozo from the tax? I forget what his name is. That guy.
Daryl McKigney is the name Ventura was looking for. McKigney is the president of a conservative anti-tax group that's been faxing out press releases attacking Ventura since before he was even elected. McKigney's most recent fax attack called on Ventura to reimburse the state for the cost of bodyguards on his recent book tour. And he called the book itself tasteless and bawdy.
I think McKigney, whatever his name is, that big load, you know, this guy who ain't never ran around the block before in his life, doesn't have a real job. Anyway, well, what the heck? He takes shots at me.
You
want to blast me? Get ready. You'll get it right back.
McKigney declined to respond in kind, except to say Ventura's comments demonstrate he doesn't take the office of governor seriously.
The governor, I think, is trying to get off the issues by making this a personal battle, and I'm not really interested in getting involved in that. I'm issue-oriented, and I think the governor should be issue-oriented. And frankly, somebody in high office ought to be dealing with issues and not trying to make this into some kind of wrestling stick.
But Ventura says there is a larger issue at stake. He's frustrated that his critics don't recognize how much Minnesota benefits from his celebrity status, something he says was demonstrated by the crowds of reporters who turned out to watch him lobby for farmers in Washington this week.
Here's a way that because of, you know, whatever status I have, which I'm, you know, not trying to brag about it or anything like that, but it provided an opportunity to get an issue put above board, put on the front burner, and handled by the media, because of the fact I went there to testify.
Ventura also defends his celebrity lifestyle by saying he practices much of it on what he calls personal time. For instance, he says he wrote and promoted his book on vacation days. The problem with this is governors don't have vacation days. State law says nothing about a gubernatorial work week, and a governor is free to work or play whenever he wants to. Ventura spokesman John Woodley acknowledges this, but he says the governor is still making a good faith effort to separate his official duties from his celebrity life.
It's meaningful in the sense that, you know, he is admitting that he's not at his desk and, you know, working his 8-hour shift or 10-hour shift or 12-hour shift, whatever it might be. And I think it's appropriate for him to say that, you know, I'm taking time off. It's being honest.
On his radio show, Ventura said he planned to take another vacation day next Friday for what one aide called personal business. John Woodley later confirmed that the personal business is a celebrity golf tournament in Lake Tahoe. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.